Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone. In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 44, St. Mary's Square.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
As we look at St. Mary's Square, the fine imposing Catholic church closes off our vista. This Gothic church, to the design of John Burke, was completed in 1862, in the aftermath of the famine. Inside the church porch, on the right-hand side, is a memorial tablet to Father Kieran Kilroe, the priest responsible for building the church. In it, Father Kilroe is depicted presenting the church to Our Lady. The memorial tablet is the work of a famous Irish sculptor, John Hogan Jr. Among the thousands of children who were baptized in St. Mary's, the most famous perhaps was John McCormack, who went on to become a world-famous tenor. By coincidence, McCormack's last public appearance in Athlone was in 1927, when he sang at a special mass, which was a fundraiser for the Maris Brothers. His lifelong friend, Archbishop Michael J. Curley of Baltimore and Washington, preached the sermon. Those who came to hear John McCormack got great value for money, as he was accompanied by the Spanish soprano, Lucrecia Bore, who was a house guest of the McCormacks at that time. The properties on the left of the square were all part of the old Maris Brothers school complex. The building nearest the church, which is now the Knight of Columbanus Hall, was the Boys' National School, in which both John McCormack and Archbishop Curley had received their early education. The first RTE studio in the town of Athlone was located in the next building, which had previously served as the Maris Secondary School. Where the entrance to the old shopping centre from St. Mary's Square is, was once the location for the austere old stone-built dispensary where medical services were available and which was used as a platform for political rallies, etc. The dispensary was built in 1816 and demolished in 1974 to facilitate the building of the Athlone Shopping Centre. The square itself was a popular marketplace. Athlone had various specialised markets in different parts of the town. The markets which were held in St. Mary's Square included the hay and straw market and a weekly sheep market. Beyond St. Mary's Church was Scotch Parade, which is said to take its name from the fact that a Scottish regiment used to parade in this area in the 18th or 19th century. Scotch Parade, until the 1930s, consisted of a lot of small dwelling houses built along the hill. Michael Kilkelly, who was a very old man at the time, wrote a series of articles for the Westmead Independent in the 1930s, recalling Athlone as he knew it in the 1850s and 60s. He recalled the cattle fairs used to be held on Scotch Parade Hill, and also that the hill was a place used by travelling theatrical companies, hippodrome, shows of all kinds, including circuses, of which the most remarkable was that owned by Pablo Franca, a Mexican, who brought with him a splendid company of artists of all kinds that performed acts of horsemanship, jugglery, rope walking and acrobatics, besides showing a fine collection of highly trained horses and dogs. Today, many of the houses in St. Mary's Terrace have been tastefully restored, and it's becoming quite a trendy place to live. Apart from English's house, the only other building with a long and interesting history in the area is Athlone Little Theatre. This beautiful, compact little theatre was built as the Church of Ireland National School. It was built in 1826 and served as the parochial school until it was closed in 1910, when the school was transferred to a new purpose-built schoolhouse in Garden Vale, which was demolished in recent years to facilitate the new Crescent Junction. When this school was closed, it was relocated to a fine site in Arcadia. For 50 years or so, the old schoolhouse in St. Mary's Place, which had somehow passed into the hands of the Catholic parish, was used for a variety of activities. In the early 1960s, Athlone Little Theatre Group, which had been founded in 1936, was looking for a home of its own. A subcommittee looked at various premises around town, and in 1964, they were offered the use of the basement in the Boys' National School in St. Mary's Place, and they used this for rehearsals. The following year, they approached the parish about the present building, which was then known as St. Mary's Small Hall, to distinguish it from St. Mary's Hall in North Gate Street. It was being used by various groups, including the Boy Scouts, the Pioneers, and for Irish dancing classes. The parish agreed a 99-year lease with Athlone Little Theatre, and then with plenty of hard work and voluntary labour, the St. Mary's Small Hall was turned into Athlone Little Theatre. The first play staged in the new theatre in February 1965 was very appropriately The Return Room, written and produced by Aileen Coughlin, who was one of the founders of Athlone Little Theatre Group almost 30 years earlier. Over the years, Athlone Little Theatre has been greatly enhanced and enlarged within the limits of its site to produce the wonderful facility that exists today. The Athlone Little Theatre Group has contributed greatly to the cultural heritage of Athlone over the past 80 years, not only through its many fine productions, but members of Athlone Little Theatre have been stalwarts of the All-Ireland Drama Festival Committee in Athlone since its inception in 1953.
Ray shares his memories and thoughts about St. Mary's Place.
What I recall, looking back, we're perhaps talking in excess of 50 years here now, as a boy growing up, the area used to have a lot more fruit orchards. And during the time, there were certainly, like any boy growing up, or girl for that matter, growing up in Athlone, orchards were a place to play in. I won't say more than that, but I think we all get the idea. Part of that also experience of the adventure years as a young man would have been playing games. There used to be a field behind where I live. Currently it's the Texas Shopping Centre. All of the children in the area used to participate in playing football, building huts, raids on orchards. You would have hordes of kids running around in groups, knocking on each other's door, are you coming out to play? And certainly, you know, we just don't have that anymore, I'm afraid. One of my formative memories as a boy growing up here was my introduction to gardening in this area, because there used to be a lot of gardens. People tended their gardens and nurtured them. That was my introduction. And today I'd like to see myself sharing that energy with the Athlone Tidy Towns Committee to further enhance the nature of a street, the urban nature of our street. Again, as a boy growing up in this area, it was a street of sweet shops. There was Hannon Sweets, there was Joe Kerrigan's, there was the Bakery Knees, there was the grocery Bill Cook's, all adjacent here. In fact, some of their back gardens perhaps might have even abutted. You could always smell the bread from Knees Bakery. It was perhaps arguably the best bread in Athlone in those days at that time. I did move away from Athlone for a number of years. I am back living in my town, and I do see changes in my immediate neighbourhood. Audibly, the chime on the St. Mary's bell has changed. I used to be an altar boy. Yes, part of the thrill was climbing up into the bell tower to ring the Angelus bell and getting carried away, because as young boys, that's what you did. Instead of ringing the bell for 10 or 15 chimes, you kept going and going because it was great sport. But like everything else, times move, times pass on. The roads are still there, and our street in particular is still here, right in the middle of town. It used to be the main Dublin Road. It was the old coach road that ran from Mardyke Street up by here and then up the hill by behind the old Bower. That was the Dublin Road. Bianconi coaches, military vehicles. We have a vital neighbourhood. Certainly, like all other streets, it has seen its fair share of urban degradation. I like to think now that in this year, fast forward to the current day, things are getting better, things are on the bounce back.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning. The additional contributor to this episode was Ray Gillespie. funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.